Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the tech that's shaping our world. I'm Alex, here to dissect and demystify the latest in tech.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and occasionally poke fun at Alex's geeky obsessions. Today we're talking about something I actually use, Excel, but apparently it's now got some sort of AI superpowers?
That's right, Jamie. Excel isn't just for spreadsheets anymore. It's evolved into a powerful analytics tool thanks to a suite of AI features like Copilot, Ideas, and Dynamic Data Types. Think of it as your data analysis sidekick.
Like Batman and Robin, but for data?
Exactly. Let's start with Excel Copilot. Imagine you're looking at your sales data and you just type in, "Show me the top 5 regions by total revenue," and boom, a chart appears with all the info.
Wait, so you're telling me Excel now understands plain English?
Precisely. It uses large language models to interpret your requests and then performs the magic on your data. No more wrestling with complex formulas.
That does sound pretty cool. But what about finding trends or outliers? I usually just stare at the numbers until they start to look like my lunch.
That's where Excel Ideas comes in. It analyzes your data and automatically highlights trends, patterns, and anomalies. So it's like having a data analyst at your fingertips, telling you that sales in California are through the roof.
Now that's my kind of analysis, no staring involved. But what about all this talk of dynamic data types?
Think of dynamic data types as Excel on a steroid diet of internet knowledge. Type in Microsoft and convert it to a company data type, and Excel fetches and displays real-time info like stock prices, CEO, and more.
So Excel's basically becoming the Terminator of data analysis.
A friendly Terminator, yes. And for forecasting, Excel uses built-in machine learning to predict future trends based on your historical data.
All right, but what if my data's a mess? I mean, more hypothetical messes, of course.
Well, hypothetical, Jamie, Excel's AI can also clean your data. It can suggest splitting a column of full names into first and last names, detect duplicates, or even fix inconsistent capitalization.
Hypothetically impressive. But let's get real for a sec. How much can we trust these AI suggestions?
Good point. While Excel's AI is pretty smart, it's still crucial to review its suggestions. AI can streamline tasks, but human oversight ensures accuracy.
Got it. Be smart about using smart tools.
Exactly. And for those worried about performance, most of the heavy lifting is done in the cloud, so it won't slow down your machine.
Cloud muscle. But what about security? I'm not keen on my financial spreadsheets taking a walk in the cloud.
Understandable. Microsoft takes data security seriously, encrypting data in transit and at rest. But always review your organization's compliance policies before diving in.
Will do. So Alex, after all this, what's your take? Is Excel's AI the future of data analysis?
Absolutely, Jamie. It's not replacing data analysts, but empowering users at all levels to make more informed decisions faster and with less effort.
Well, that's a future I can get on board with. Folks, whether you're a data nerd like Alex or just trying to make sense of your numbers without pulling your hair out, Excel's AI features sound like a game changer.
Indeed, Jamie. And for those eager to explore, dive in with a sample data set and let Excel's AI show you its magic.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for tuning in and geeking out with us over Excel's AI capabilities.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech transforming our world. Until next time, keep leveling up your nerd game.